little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next topic for discussion is hypothyroidism. Sylvia is on the phone for her thyroid test results. She is 64 years old.
Sylvia, could I just check your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's the 12th of the 4th, 1954.
Perfect. You saw Dr. Walker last week. What did you and she think these blood tests might show?
Well, I've been feeling really tired and cold, constipated, and I've been putting weight on. Dr. Walker thought I might have an underactive thyroid.
Well, you're both right. Your blood tests confirm that you have an underactive thyroid gland. What does that mean to you?
My aunt had the same problem and had to take tablets every day, but I don't really know any more than that.
Well, you have a gland in your neck that normally produces thyroxine, and thyroxine is the hormone that keeps your body functioning at the right pace. When you don't produce enough thyroxine, your heart, bowels, and your general metabolism slow down. That's why you've been feeling cold or constipated and have gained weight recently. Does that make any sense?
It does, actually. So thyroxine is like a thermostat.
Yes, exactly. I'd like to start you on some thyroxine today. This is almost certainly going to be a lifelong treatment, but we will need to keep an eye on your blood levels of thyroxine every now and then. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Please could you arrange a blood test in 4 to 6 weeks' time from now and get in touch with me about the results a week later?
Yes, that's fine. I'll do that.
You should stop gaining weight, but you won't automatically lose the extra weight without some attention to your diet and exercise levels. Would you like any more information about underactive thyroids?
No thanks, Doctor. I'll look it up on my iPad.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.